Live on DAB Digital Radio, Colorful.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
Jeremy Hunt's expected to make a two-pence cut to national insurance central to his budget, which he said would deliver more opportunity and more prosperity. We've been speaking with PwC's chief economist, Barrett Kupalian.
Classic move of taking from one hand and giving with the other. So he could go for specific targeted tax hikes for certain segments of society. So some of the rumours we've been seeing in the press are with regards to the air passenger duty or the non-DOMS tax.
US President Joe Biden and his predecessor Donald Trump have swept the state primaries held on so-called Super Tuesday, which makes a November presidential rematch very likely. Both 81-year-old Biden and 77-year-old Trump continue to dominate their parties. And according to new research, walking up to 10,000 steps a day lowers the risk of heart disease and dying early, even if you sit down for most of the day. Until now, it's not been clear whether walking can offset the effects of being stuck at a desk or watching lots of TV. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Peggy Walker.
All right, I'm ordering Domino's. What do you want?
I'll have the ultimate lasagna pizza. Capiche?
What?
Capiche. You know, it's Italian for hurry up and order.
The ultimate lasagna pizza. Creamy cheese sauce, ground beef and mozzarella topped with a tomato drizzle. Feast like a don.
Domino. Ooh, ooh.
Subject to availability.
Coming up, the Business Mix Show.
Mental health issues like anxiety and depression are common and can affect us all. If you're struggling with feelings of depression, excessive worry, social anxiety, post-traumatic stress, or obsessions and compulsions, NHS Talking Therapies can help. NHS Talking Therapies are effective, confidential, and free treatments delivered by trained clinicians online, on the phone, or in person. They can be delivered in your chosen language through multilingual therapists or confidential interpreters. Your GP can refer you for NHS Talking Therapies, or you can refer yourself online at nhs.uk/talk.
This winter, the NHS is encouraging people to get to the help they need by using NHS 111. If you need urgent medical help but not sure where to go, use 111 to get assessed and directed to the most appropriate local service, including your GP practice, pharmacy or nearest urgent treatment centre. People who need help in another language can call 111 and ask for an interpreter. NHS 111 is an easy and convenient way to get urgent help for a wide range of health problems from the comfort of your own home. You can call 111, go online at 111.nhs.uk or use the NHS app.
Live on DAB Digital Radio, Colorful.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
The Business Mix Show.
Good morning, good afternoon, and a very good evening to you all, wherever you may be. Welcome to The Business Mix. My name is Chrissy.
And my name is Rachel, and of course, yet again, welcome to The Business Mix. We are the mouthpiece for black business in the UK, bringing you the best in all things business on Colourful every Wednesday.
9 a.m.
And whenever else you want, because you can get us on the replay. So we're not limited to time and space here.
There you go. You're very right. We can be anywhere and everywhere you want us to be.
Exactly, exactly. So we are here. Can't believe the time has flown by for the past month.
Tick, tock, tick, like time's just going.
Time is going. Time is the master, as the song says. We are here again. We have another Money Mob takeover.
At least you're here this time.
Oh, thanks. I tried. I did try, but I got told that to just don't bother. It's okay. I tried to be here last time, but it's okay.
It's always good to have you back with us on the Money Mob takeover. Thank Even you. Though he, you weren't physically there, we felt your presence.
Yes, I mean, I listened in. It was a really good show. Obviously, we had the
lovely
Georgina. We had the Bud Leaders event. We had a couple birthdays.
Yes, a special one indeed. Wonder who that is.
Don't know. yeah, it's been a good month. February's been a good one.
Good, 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 good. good. So yes, we have Paul back in the studio this month. Welcome, Paul.
Oh, welcome to me.
Yes, hi, how you doing? It's good to see you as always, Paul. How are you doing?
Oh, it is really, really wonderful. I'm glad. I'm thrilled. I'm delighted. I'm everything. It is so good to be here. Good to see you both.
Thank you. And it's lovely to have you here with us today.
Indeed. So look, my name is Paul and I am the founder of crowdfunding, crowd purchase movement called the Money Mob. Money Mob is all about using group economics to support black business. Our claim to fame is the actual Money Mob event where we target businesses, usually by referrals, and on a day and time we mob that business. It could be 10 people, it could be 110 people. Each person spends no less than £10 per person, and in that way we're able to bring finances directly to that business. But more than that, we're able to bring eyes and ears to the business, letting people know, number one, their story, number two, what products they sell, and number three, the prices, and the most important, exactly where that particular bricks and mortar building is. It's all about supporting black business. All about loving black brands and making sure that they are given some space. So look, during the month of February, what did I do? All right, I took a little walk to a lovely men's fashion store called David Wej Lagos. They are located 38 Great Portland Street, just off Oxford Street. Very much a high-end store. And I've been looking at these shoes for a long time. They're like kind of nice little basket weave shoes.
Okay.
Kind of a bit of a loafer look. And I bought them obviously because, you know, summer is coming and I just wanna, there's a particular outfit I wanna flash.
Well, with, I love the,
with these sneakers, man. So I decided to go down there.
And you bought them.
And I bought them.
You treated yourself.
Yeah, of course, man. I treated myself. You know, the service was really, really lovely. The people are really, really lovely. And also, I managed to get a discount as well.
Ooh.
I got a 15% discount. I left out there feeling real, real nice.
Yes, I'm sure 15% nice.
15% nice, I'm telling you. So as I said, you will see me in the summer busing these lovely sneakers. And you will probably see on the Instagram, you'd guess which one they are. And as I said, David Wesh, spelt... and this is Wej, W-E-J, and it's Lagos. And they're off, just off Oxford Street, 38 Great Portland Street. And that's W1W8QY. Beautiful place. Definitely, brothers, go down there. And they said, sisters, if you've got to, you want to get something really nice for your brother or, you know, the man, the love of your life, go down there and visit David Wedge. Now, I have been, obviously, you, for those of you who know, I've been kind of money mobbing, especially in around the Shoreditch area, you know, with Inspired by Africa. This was last year. But I don't know, I've found myself in that area quite a lot over the last few months. And anytime I go down there, I have to visit the Jamaica Patty Company. I don't know why. I just love a patty. I have to switch code. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I just buy it and I just eat it and we just love a patty. You know? literally, again, Teresa and the team, they're really, really lovely people. And they are located 27 Liverpool Street, and that is London EC2M7PD. And it's www.jamaicapattycompany.co.uk.
Can I ask what flavour did you get? What filling did you get?
Well, because I'm a veggie, I usually go for the veggie option or I go for the vegan option. The vegan option is nice, but I'm still kind of on the verge and I'm threatening to get vegan, but I'm not vegan there.
You're not quite there.
I'm not quite there. So when I'm in front of the veggie patty, that patty with a nice cup of cocoa. Oh, wow. It's very, 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 very lovely. So as I said, if you get a chance, please make sure you visit the Jamaica and Patty Company. And as I said, they are located. They've got two locations, actually. They've got the one in Liverpool Street and they've got the other one. And that is New Road, Covent Garden, WC2N4LA, the Jamaican Patty Company. Lovely, lovely, lovely place. Also, I know I've spoken about these last month, but I've just fallen in love with a man. I'm telling you. I have fallen in love with this company, man.
Was this a Valentine's special?
Yeah, it is a bit of a Valentine's, really. It is the Signature Aroma Company. Aroma Company. Oh, I'm telling you.
Down there in Brixton.
Oh, down there in Brixton. I am telling you. If you are serious about your lady or you're serious about your fella, you do have to go down there. I'm telling you, they have got some beautiful fragrances. I now become a bit of a guilty pleasure. I have been down quite a few times. I'm telling you, I've brought my friends, I've brought this one, I've brought that one, and I can't, every time I pass, like I'm passing the Black Butcher, I can't help it. I just find myself just going in.
So yes, so they're opposite the black farmers market.
That's correct.
But they're actually moving to a bigger unit in the market, right?
Indeed, they're there, man. I'm telling you, they're there. You can see part of them there, and they're literally around the corner now. Yeah. They're around the corner, and they are beautiful, beautiful people. Big shout out to Frank. A big shout out to Dion. They are the alchemists. They are.
So, can you explain when you go? What do you create your own? Can you buy already made? What's the concept?
You know what I mean? Right. Basically, what happens is this: they have like a whole array of famous, and a lot of the aromas, they are based from these big time aromas that you would see in Knightsbridge and Mayfair, and then they mix. Mm-hmm. The fragrances. As I said, if you're looking for, like for me, I usually go for a in the daytime, it has to be a very night zesty kind of fragrance. So I have I'll have a nice zesty one in the daytime, fresh as in kind of a spring kind of go. And then later on, because I'm not this kind of heavy oak kind of cedar man. I like all that. I'm not really that kind of chap. I'm the chap who do like still that kind of nice, sweet smelling kind of. So it has to have that kind of almost a cherry notes to the fragrances.
You're a connoisseur, aren't you, Paul?
Man, I'm telling you.
I always say, as I've got older, I need to invest more in my fragrance game, but I am
telling you, you really, really have to, because that's the first thing, man. Soon as someone passes by, it is the fragrances, and I'm giving you, brothers, free dating advice.
Wow, you heard it here.
I'm just telling you, huh? I'm giving you some free dating advice. You need to make sure you take a little walk down to my Signature Aroma, and I'm telling you, you won't make a mistake. They will literally make one specific to you. So literally, when your lady, or your potential comes, she will know as soon as you come into the room,
it's you.
I'm telling you.
I like
exactly
it.
I have entered. I am telling you. So my Signature Aroma, you must go down there. They are based in the actual market itself. Actually, I forgot the actual address,
Market,
I'm going to get it.
Market Row.
That's right. It's in Market Row. Yeah. In the inside, the indoor market. I'm telling you, you got to.
It's opposite Black Farmers.
Absolutely.
You can't miss it.
Beautiful. And look, check them out on their website, www.mysignaturearoma.com. Okay? All right. So look, I think it's that time now. It is that time in the month that we have a special guest that is now on. We were blessed, actually. I've actually been following this guest for a couple of months online, and I then was able to bump into him at a pitching event last year, and I said, yeah, definitely I want to get a chance to speak to him and have a little interview. So this is the first time I didn't even know that we had a drone pilot company, black-owned drone pilot company. So when I found Adonis, I was very, 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 very excited. I saw, I went to a Black Tech Day event, and I missed him because I was there on the Saturday. He was on the Sunday, and I saw video images of him with the drones in the building. It was amazing, amazing. Amazing. So I want to welcome Mr. Adonis White.
Yes, hello.
Them drones,
that's correct, yes.
Hi, how you doing?
I am well. Good. I am blessed. I'm grateful.
Good. So look, please introduce yourself to our audience.
Hello, everyone. My name is Adonis, as Paul has mentioned. I am a fully qualified drone pilot, been qualified for 3 years, been flying for 5. I make it very simple to let everyone understand I'm building a drone empire. So when you're building an empire, you're building industry, you're building an economy. So I've realized that in this space, there aren't many black individuals that are building this economy. I've had opportunities to be at conferences like the UK Black Business Show, where I explain there's 43 billion in the industry already. Mm. Yeah. 13 of that is from India. The rest is distributed between, you know, the US and UK and China and stuff like that. So I try to make sure everyone understands that this is an industry that we can definitely take over, we can definitely work with. And all the people who have been involved with me to help grow this have just kind of like been there and understood, yeah, this is something we can do. You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of it, really. Like,
oh, I mean, yeah. Beautiful. So look, what was the inspiration? What was the thing that got you into the idea of, okay, I want to build a drone company and build a drone industry? What was the main thing? What was the key thing in your mind that literally got you thinking, you know what, this is for me?
I mean, well, I went to university, studied mobile computing, computing degree. Did that, got out of the way in 2013. And I mean, my degree literally works with mobile phones and mobile computing. That's okay. The whole purpose of it. So, you have your life and you do a life. So I took a little bit of time out, not really focusing on business, but focusing on my skills. Mm. And then in 2020, when we had the BLM and COVID, I was like, because I like creating businesses, but I thought, okay, let's see what we can do about building something for us. So, mm-hmm. 2020 is when I started going, helped out with a couple movies, spoke to a couple individuals. A good friend of mine, Fordu's Films, we started doing that. We got Yes Man, we got that movie going there, and that went into Prime. That is still on Prime, actually.
Okay.
So, we took that there. Sir Anthony Brightley, I've worked with him for quite a while. He's a sponsor and supporter of me. Sticksman, all of his projects. So it's just a range of different things, and all the recent people coming along, UK Black Business Show, Black Tech Day,
okay,
they're also seeing that the drone technology is important.
Okay.
So, yeah, it kind of is, really. But I mean, philosophy, because I do want to make sure I get a question. I believe that if you build an empire, it allows people to eat, it allows people to work, it allows people to keep moving and be within their space. I mean, I'm a big history buff, so I know about Windrush, I know further back about Tulsa, I know further back about the Midas Touch, which is actually based on my guy with a gold gun everywhere.
Okay.
So, if I can build and start, I can bring people in. Why not?
Absolutely. And then them drones, I mean, what's the main philosophy behind the brand? You know, what is the philosophy?
Well, them in Caribbean sense, I am of Jamaican heritage, so I said them as in them people, okay, it's actually representing people, mm-hmm. and then drones is obviously the technology. So that's really what the name stood for. I mean, I do have my limited company name, and that was Demand Drone Dimensions, which was a bigger name, but we had to make it compact. So mm-hmm. the name has been trademarked now. Merchandise will be coming later on this year, and that's just to support. I've always said this, at the end of the year we'll have light shows where I can provide jobs as well. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So it's like, it's very much a business that a lot of people get. Like, I think like becoming a drone pilot is not easy. It's just like driving a car. Like, you have to still do licensing, you still have to do your theory test, you still have to make sure you can prove to another pilot that you're competent in it before you get any other qualifications. But the first thing for anyone to do to become a drone pilot is to go onto the CAA website and register your piece of device. Also,
what is the CAA?
So, Civil Air Authority.
Okay.
Civil Air Authority, they have something called ANO. Everyone who is a civilian can only go between 400 feet and 0 feet. Yeah, this is with any consumer drone. Mm-hmm. It's under 250 grams. So the CAA in 2002 said, drones is going to take over. Let's get into it. And they did that. So they started to put things in place where regulations started coming up. That's where we started to have people from 2018 were like, okay, I can fly like this now. But in 2020, they changed it and said, all right, it's illegal without registration. So that's kind of the development of how it's growing
up. Okay, that sounds amazing. So I want to find out, apart from your good self, I mean, how many black drone companies are there? Are you the only one?
Right, I'm not the only one, but I will give you some quick figures. So there's 7 million people in London, and there's 500,000 people that have qualified in like the basic level. Then you have 14,000 people at the A2 level, which is air competency, so just knowing how a drone works in the air. And you've got general visual line of sight, GVC. That one again is a little bit more advanced. There's about 14,000 people there. And then the fully qualified people like myself, 3,000 people.
Okay.
So out of those 3,000 people, bearing in mind that the industry is very much, it's not really as mixed, because it's more of the black drone pilots are far between. I've made it a mission to find all of them in the UK, which I've done. There are a couple. And I've also built a group on Instagram, which brings all pilots together. It doesn't matter what your qualifications are. Mm-hmm. But by you saying fully qualified, that is the biggest thing. Okay. That's the NFL. That's the Premier League.
Okay.
Yeah. That is what I try to promote, because all these young people coming out 19, 20 want to be a drone pilot. Like, you know, it's like, okay, now let's give you structure. Let's build you. So there's a lot of things going on this year. I've got an event with BTD, Black Tech Divisions. That is on my Instagram, but we'll talk about it later. And I'll have a workshop going there for members and anybody who contributes to that. So
okay,
there's a couple of things.
Okay, and what's the kind of tips that you would give it to people who are in layman's term, if you I've seen your video, I want to be a drone pilot.
Yeah.
Give me 3 tips that you would give to someone who would want to be a drone pilot.
Okay. First thing, do you want to start a business? That's the first one. Second thing, how's your finances? That's the second thing. And the third thing is, are you willing to crash your very expensive piece of equipment, pick it up and start again? Yeah, that is the 3 biggest barriers to becoming a drone pilot. Yeah, I mean, an entry-level drone is almost £500.
Okay.
Yeah, especially if you're getting a Mini 4, which is the one I promote everyone gets, or a Tello, which is even better, and that's like £125 now. You can fly that inside, crash it, like you're fine. But if you don't get yourself insurance and whatnot. So those are really the problems that I believe a lot of people have kind of faced. It's nice when you speak to a 20-year-old and they're like, yeah, I've got a drone. I'm like, okay, be careful, when they haven't got any insurance, and the next minute you hear it's crashing, it's like, oh my gosh, what happened? I'm like, did I tell you to go and get insurance? You know, listen to me. It's like, no, I don't want to listen to you because I think I know it all. It's like, So yeah, that's one of those are the best three tips I would tell people. Finance in order. There's nothing wrong with having a job to fund it, because in the end of the day, your job is your first investor. And then, you know, if your parents do give you that, start a business. Like, it's a business. Like, the drone is only a tool. I have a YouTube where I'm literally explaining that the drone is only a tool. You are the business. So yeah, that's the views.
Amazing. Ladies, do you have any questions?
I'm a technophobe, and as soon as I heard Adonis was coming and talking about drones, do you know the first thing I thought about was, okay, and I think you touched on it a little bit. You know, New Year, when they do all the displays, and it's, I didn't know it was drones. Yes, that it's drones. So I was like, okay, that's a good thing. And then the second thing I thought of was Spider-Man Homecoming, where the drones did crazy things to make you think in your some parallel universe. But you were saying about
is there a question there?
Yeah, sorry, I'm getting to it. Relax.
You just told me my life.
Is it an expensive area to go into? You've mentioned about, you know, making sure you're insured and you may crash your piece of equipment. But round figure, how much does it cost to kind of start it up, and how do you kind of get to that?
So, if you want to be top level commercial. Okay, let's say for film and stuff, that's about £17,000. Yeah, so that's for we call them the i3. It's an Inspire 3. You got the Inspire 2. It might be just a little bit less. That might go into maybe about $7,000. But those are the drones that people are using industry standard. So if you understand, when you get into an industry, you get industry standard. Industry standard has been lowered because of the qualifications of 250 grams and under. So to start, you would, one, go and get yourself qualified. Okay, that costs roughly about £1,000. Yeah, to get yourself qualified. That can take 2 years though. Right, and that's doing all of the theory and then applying the theory to action. So once you've got past that phase, 2 years, you're taking your time. If you're lucky enough to work with a qualified drone pilot, then that will speed up your process because the mentoring will assist you. Mm. You know, but I would always say, if you're doing anything like that, you come to a drone pilot that's qualified first. Speeds up your process. These questions become non-existent. Yeah, so that's the best way, really.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. Yes. I do have a question as well. I think it's amazing, and I feel kind of honoured and blessed that we do have you in the studio and that Paul has put you on the show. You know, as she said, the world of tech tends to be dominated by people that don't look like us. And so I think that you're a great inspiration for, as you said, a lot of young people out there who are like, oh, I'm going to get a drone. Actually, there's somebody within the community that they can, as you said, it's not just you, but you're here today. So I'm only going to talk about you. You know, who they can look up to. As you said, you're talking about mentorship. It's really important. Talking about guidance. You're someone who has kind of like a pioneer for in this industry that young people can actually learn from and glean from. So anyone that's listening, or if you know anybody, any young people that you think, oh my gosh, yeah, they're always playing with that blasted drone, and I'm always telling them, this is where you need to be, and this is where you need to be directing them. So with all that said, I'm interested in to find out, how are you supporting the, you know, the young ones who are kind of coming up to you, apart from obviously the advice, get your insurance. You know, what do you have, any programs or any workshops? I do training. How can people really be, I guess, how can they learn from you?
Yeah, so in April last year, I did 3 workshops, one in April, one in August, one in March. That's between 5 to 17. So I teach 5-year-olds how to fly.
Wow.
I try to be on the platforms that the younger people are on. So I'm on TikTok, I'm on Instagram, I'm on Facebook, I'm on YouTube. Yeah, I'm there because if they want to talk to me, then when I do a live, you can ask me a question. I think I literally had a question the other day, and this young man's asking me questions, how do I do this? And by me giving them structure, it helps. Mm-hmm. Training is important, so I'm building a pipeline, because this, as you said, pioneer, first time. So the workshops, I'm helping, I'm getting people to support me. So we build workshops there. I'm doing them myself, which helps. I'll be doing some this year, get out of the way. But I'm also trying to bring other drone pilots to light. Mm. So you mentioned about Spider-Man earlier. Mm. That gentleman is JR. Yeah, I do know him. Yeah, he did that, was working on the job with a guy, and literally, like, he just throws the drone down and you're making your directions, and then, but oh, that's edited. So, you know, and that was there for homecoming. All those other pilots. So I've realized that because there is no pipeline, like if you're an electrician, you get yourself qualified and then you, the pipelines already exist. If you're a builder, pipeline already exists. But when you're a drone pilot, pipeline doesn't exist, especially on our level, yeah, for our people. So PR like this, communicating, I mean, I've gone to other radio stations and I'm continuously doing that so people understand that I'm a spokesperson as well as I can bring spokespeople. So that answers really the question. Like, obviously, the more influencers, celebrities, whatever the term is now, that are speaking about it from an honest point, because children consume media faster than we do. Yeah, they're on it every day. Yeah, literally. So that's where I start, you know, communicating directly. And then in physical workshops, I have them there, and we will be doing some soon. Yeah, you got to stick on your Instagram, you'll find it, and I'll post it, and then we work from there.
Okay, just wanted to ask you, what's been one of your most exciting projects, and what's been, well, these are two questions, what's one of your most exciting projects, and what was one of the most exotic locations that you've actually been to do you know, your work?
Well, exotic is unfortunately based on your qualifications, so you can't necessarily go, you have to be qualified in other countries to fly in certain places. Okay. So it does limit you. So if you want to fly in Europe, you've got to be qualified in Europe. You want to fly in Africa, you're qualified in Africa. So, and same in the US. Okay. But I am building a network where we will be able to do that all hybrid in one place. Right. So yeah. That would definitely, but that prevents a lot of exotic. But I mean, places that I have been, like out of London, which is really great, you know. I remember doing a movie a while ago and I was on the coast. And being able to put that out there and just create that wonderful shot is amazing. So I think really, I'm never really worried about the location being exotic, because the perspective I create is difficult for anyone to really see. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so that's kind of the beautiful. I mean, going in central London is probably some of the funnest stuff, really. So when you go in central London, I think I was on a job, and that was a mapping job, and I was assisting, because I was learning, and we're always learning, consistently learning, because the market is changing so fast, it's ridiculous. And there was just an amazing opportunity to see him use new equipment, you know what I'm saying? So that might be the most exotic thing, seeing new equipment in its use.
Okay, two other questions. All right, I remember speaking to a friend of mine. He's based in Tanzania, and he was talking about using drones to number one, map out like his farm area, and also talking about delivering medical equipment. How far advanced are we in regards? Because I know that you know, there's a couple of big major brands talking about, oh, very, very soon we are going to be having our mail delivered by drone. How far are we down that line, you know, before we get that situation happening?
Personally, studying the market, very far. Think of it this way. You have to own the land you can land on before you take off. So if Amazon, as they have said, they want to do delivery services in the UK, they wouldn't be able to just fly and land it in somebody's garden.
Okay.
Yeah. There's restrictions in regards to how far you can fly, like 50 meters from uninvolved people. So a lot of things will have to be set up network-wise. In Tanzania, though, it's a bit different. If let's say you own the border and that whole area, okay, and you now are deliberately putting drop points around in that location, yeah, you can then assign that particular landing spot for that drone, a bit like a helipad, yeah, organize that correctly and have it land there. But size changes the thing. So, I mean, in America, there are some programs. They have a under 5K drone. It's a wing drone. It flies in, stays at about 50 feet, and then will slowly descend the package and drop it onto the floor. Mm-hmm. So that's how they've mitigated the risk. Because the biggest thing about this is the risk assessment, really.
All right.
So who are you flying next to? Are you going to hurt anyone? Are you in any restricted airspaces? Mm-hmm. And once you understand all of those things, sometimes it becomes a problem. Like Central London is, unless you're qualified, it's just torture to fly.
Okay.
Yeah, torture to fly. So, but, so yeah, in that, based on the country, the aviation regulations there, it will be able to get what you need to do. But I mean, look, this is when you come to a drone pilot. As you've just asked me now, that's my drone consultancy service. Yeah. I've been able to explain
exactly
to you, and this is where, you know, you come to. It's no point you trying to do it on your own. You're not going to get anywhere.
Mm.
Yeah, you talk to the professionals. Yeah, you wouldn't call a handyman to do an electrician's job now, would you?
I understand. So look, range of we're coming now to the to, you know, the last few questions. What's the range of things that you know, that Dem Drone and, you know, does? I mean, do you do just film? Do you do weddings? Do you do you know, surveys? What is the range of work that Dem Drones do?
Well, Dem Drones has had to kind of slowly change his position because he has full qualifications. So it means that as much as I do want to be flying these days, it's more I get the drone team to do it. So now will be a situation where I call up some qualified pilots. I say, all right, cool, let's get you a team and let's get you out there. If I need to be out there, then I do need to be out there. If I don't need to be out there, then I don't need to be out there. There's 32 industries, and film and TV and music videos is what entry level people can get into. Well, to be honest, film, no, film's different, but music videos,
okay,
is entry for most people. I've done music videos, I've done festivals, I did Dreamland,
okay,
Jam Juve, still discussing because we got to deal with, well, to be honest, me, no, but I need to make sure the airport knows we have to have speed to air traffic control.
Okay.
I mean, the films, depending on where you are, if we're doing central, they'll speak to parliament and get out of the way. Weddings, I don't do weddings. Weddings is a production. Weddings is a specialist. So if I'm going to do a wedding, I'm calling in a wedding photographer with a videographer, and we work with them, because we need it done to the professional level. We don't need anything less. But yeah, mapping, surveying, arrange, and we'll be doing light shows at the end of the year. So if you've seen the New Year's Eve celebration, and if you've ever seen an arrangement of lights in the air, that is drones. So those are, it's probably about maybe about what, 300 to 400 in the year, creating that arrangement. I'm working with companies to get that sorted in the UK. As I said, I do have quite a big position, so I'm able to do more industry leading things, which that does range from a range of different things. So there's 32 industries. You know, we've got the police doing it, we've got ambulance services, you've got mapping, surveying, you've got, well, aerial photography is a big one. I mean, there's just so many. Sometimes I can't even run them off.
Okay.
But because of that, and because of my position, and because the company's traded, the company's registered, it's time to build out. You know, even speaking to suppliers for Fortune 500 companies, that's something I'm currently doing. So yeah, it's a range. It's a range. I'm being the middleman.
Okay, and you talked about empire building.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, is that the ultimate goal?
Well, an empire is massive. An empire is kingdoms within one thing. You know, so it is the overall goal. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, manufacturing as well. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, because you've got manufacturing in regards, because I've got my trademark, so I've also got, I'm building and much better manufacturing for supplies for clothes and whatnot. But also, also for drone technology. So right now, yeah, get my picture. Right now, China is the main manufacturer for drones. Really? Main one. Biggest one in the world. They're the biggest. India probably second, America probably third. There's different companies that's doing that. So getting into a manufacturing chain is the next thing. You know, being able to buy a white label drone and then being put your name on it, trademarked. That's the move.
Okay.
So there's a lot of companies I do talk to and work with, and they're doing that at the moment. Mm. And with the right investment, I will start doing that ASAP.
I like that. Yeah. White, you can do white label drones.
There are white label drones. People build them as long as they fall within the CAP 722, which is regulation, engineering regulations for each particular device for each drone. Yeah, at that point in time, it can be legally used. So, like, even the drones, the FPVs, those are built. And they're built, yeah. And then they're given and utilized, but they work on each one of the necessary engineering categories. So, yeah, there's a couple of things. But as I told you before, Empire, big. I've admitted the thing.
I like that. And then, are there some sisters also drone pilots?
Ladies are, I've found, in my training with kids, girls are better than boys. Boys are very focused. The girls are very leader based. Like, okay, you do this, you do this, you do this. There are quite a few girls, but they like to hide in the shadows, which makes no sense to me. But I'll pull them out slowly. I'll pull them out slowly. They know I'm here, and we'll work with it. I know there are a couple ladies that I do support, and you know, they get their first drone and they're like, what do I do? And I'm like, okay, let's go for it. So yeah, they exist. They want to hide. What we need is, we need a girl team. And then once I put that there, put them on the market, on the PR run for them drones, then you know, yeah, the girl's gonna come out. Yeah, I don't know if we should get rah rah skirts or something else.
Rah rah skirts.
It might catch their attention in it.
No, we just want the skills. Yeah. We just want the skills, man.
Yeah, but if they get three nails done, hey, I'm bringing them all in.
I like that. Okay, cool. So, where can we actually now get a hold of you? What's the best way to, you know, contact them drones and you know, if you know, we got someone who, you know, wants to work with, number one, wants to work with you, wants to contact you in regards to projects, you know, what are we, you know, and where can we get a hold of you directly?
Right, well, there's a couple ways. There's a new one, so Black Tech Divisions. I am a member of that, so okay. When we're doing courses and whatnot, you can pay for the membership, or you can go there and make the payment as we require, and you can see me in action. Also, I've got my LinkedIn, that's Dem Drones, YouTube, that's Dem Drones, Instagram, Dem Drones, and most of my contact details are on those. Facebook is a little terrible. I need to do some work. but yeah, Dem Drones, you type in Dem Drones on Google, you will find me. So I'm very much available. And when it comes down to you communicating, I would just say, be realistic and bring a budget, because this is an expensive industry. I already told you, $43 billion. And that is the whole of the industry, including manufacturing, including marketing. You know, we don't really have much drone PR at the moment, so even me doing what I'm doing now is a part of the process. So yeah, be realistic, and do a consultation. Do a drone consultation first, so we can sit down, we work out, we build it together. You're going to have a project at the end of the day, and we need to work through that slowly, make sure it's done correctly, and make sure we ain't getting the police come down for no reason.
Very important. Always.
For no reason.
They don't need a reason.
The drone's in the air. Indeed.
Okay, look, we're now at that kind of time now. The final question I wanted to ask you, Adonis, and it's the Money Mob question. And this is it. Adonis, if you had one wish in regards to the black community, what would that one wish be?
It's quite a few. I think the main wish I would ask for is to study everyone else and think big, because yes, we are very much proud individuals from all diasporas, from Africa to Caribbean to places in Asia. You know, people who live in Europe and, you know, have descendants of the melanin. Yeah, but think bigger. Yeah, and learn from everyone else. Even though we are trendsetters, we are the ones that create. Yeah, there are people that are creating in their own way. So yeah, that's what I would ask everyone to do.
I like that. I like that. I like that. So look, Adonis, it has really been a pleasure having you on, and I wish you all the best in regards to the work that you are doing. I know that we're going to cross paths again.
It's already happened. It's happened.
Exactly.
So it's going to happen again.
You know,
I've got his phone number now. You can't get it.
Exactly. I know we're going to cross paths again. I think the work that you're doing is, you know, really brown great. You know, really breaking ground, and I think that it is something that you know, like Rachel was saying, that especially our young, I think you'll be really drawn to, and I want to see a lot more pilots. You know,
yeah, me young too. Pilots. Yes, don't worry, yeah. Things in the future.
I just wanted to ask if there is something that any of the listeners out here. How can they support what you're doing? What would you like us to do to help elevate your game?
And I think right now you guys need wisdom. So my YouTube is there. Yeah, I ask you to watch, comment, subscribe, and learn. Because at the end of the day, like, you go to school, you learn. For you to be more educated, you need to learn. So I'm putting the content out there so people can watch and understand and listen. And your questions will change. So that's all I really ask people to do. Follow the Instagram, follow the YouTube.
And your YouTube and Instagram handle?
Both Dem Drones, DemDrones, all together, one word. make the life easier.
Got that.
Okay. Brilliant. Again, thank you so much.
I appreciate being here.
Okay, well, look, well, my segment is almost over. Just to let you know, in the month of March, I will be. There's a few things I'm going to be. I'm looking to do. I know it's Women's Month, Mother's Day. So I know we will be doing things within that particular genre. You and I know that there's not one month for mothers. There ain't one month for women. That's a load of you know, rubbish.
It's a day.
But as I said, during that time, we are going to be especially mindful of that, and there will be events that you will see me attending and focusing on. I will be looking to be in Liverpool for the BOB Expo. That's the Black Owned Business Expo, and that's around the 23rd of March. So I am looking to be you know, a part of that. So if you see me down there, hail me out. It's Liverpool. I think it's probably either the first or second time I've been down there. So as I said, make sure you check me out whilst I am down there. That's the BOB Expo on the 23rd of March, and the rest of the time, as I said, I've got my little one. It's her birthday month, so I'm going to be celebrating with her, and also my siblings, my brother, my sister, same month birthday. So yes, I will be also celebrating with them. And for look, if you want to be a part of the Money Mob Army, please make sure you hit me up. We're on Money Mob 101. That's Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube, LinkedIn, anywhere that we're everywhere we're on social media. And remember, support black business, support the Money Mob, because it is indeed the future of black economics.
Thank you, Paul. Another great show, as always. And although I keep saying I'm a technophobe, every time I have a show with everybody.
She's not a technophobe.
Exactly.
She's just living in the past, yeah? Because tech dominates our lives, and you use tech every day. Every time you pick up that phone on TikTok, do you know how many TikToks this girl sends me?
Oh, goodness.
I'm not on TikTok. This one is. She likes tech. It's by force. But anyway, it's always good to have these shows, and helps me along my tech journey.
Yes.
Let's say that. Paul, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Donis, thank you for coming in.
I appreciate it.
And guys, we will see you next week.
Next week, back for another show. But don't forget to keep it colourful.
The Business Mix Show.
Won't you come over? Last lap in the city, no, I'm unsober. True, no, I see you come over. No, I see you over
there. I'm a bad Brooklyn brown skin, and I love a hood with some toxic. Nothing but some socks, beef and rocks in it. Have me walking all crooked in my Crocs. Knuckle Taraji for my baby boy. Riding like a Kawasaki, that's his favorite toy. I'ma swipe his EBT like an Amex. Give it to him raw, no drawers, no latex. Yeah, I got him butt naked for me waiting at home. Since your 90 ain't hitting if he taking too long. Told him put my name on it, making him moan. Smell of Lola Brooke, that's his favorite cologne.
I'm yours for the summer, wanna drink until we drunk, I'm choosy, baby. Things I wanna do to you, baby. Say he crazy till I gotta take a risk on you.
Between his leg or his face. Yeah, more intense than election day. What I expect today is good hoods. I stop calling his phone, he catching up on rest. Loving on me is a W. At the W, where you quick seems to trouble you. I want a rough neck, that's masculine. I'm just about wildin' it, immaculate. Put it in my mouth, stabbing it. I shoot it at assassinate. Tongue doing magic tricks. Foot on neck, hand on funnel. Got him, before we leave the Holland Tunnel.
I'm yours for the summer, wanna drink until we drunk, I'm choosing you, baby. Things I wanna do to you, baby, and say you crazy, so I gotta take a risk on you. Like, why would I lie when I'm trying to put this on you, baby? Oh, why, baby?
Young Lola, controller, come closer, bad pretty. Baby, news, come hold your tab. Tipsy, won't you come over? Slap in the city, no, I'm unsober. True, no, I see you come over. My power, my GG. Gang is wee wee.
My flower, my lady, it is on me. No go, my love. No go, my love. No go, my love is on me. No go, my love. No go, my love. No go, my love is on me.
I'm sangria.